Good morning, good morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning with hearts full of thanksgiving, hearts full of praise. We honor you. We glorify you. We bless your holy name, for you are holy. We extol you, O Lord. We worship you. We glorify you. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to get together here on this Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Father, the founders, the originators of this call, we thank you, O God, that they were obedient to your calling on their lives for the purpose that you had for them to start this call. Now, God, we ask that you bless them immensely, Lord, that you strengthen them, that you continue to provide them with protection and favor in the name of Jesus. And, Father, that you touch Dr. PK while she is in belief, O Lord. Let her hear from you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Mother Josie and for all that Dr. Vanessa is doing for her mom. Bless her, Lord, for she is a daughter who is truly honoring her parents. Lord, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, and we ask, O God, that you continue to bless them indeed, O God. Order their footsteps. We thank you for the speaker who will bring a word this morning that we know is going to be a blessing to us. Use your speaker mightily. Lord, I know that you've downloaded the word and you will give it. They will give it straight to us just like you gave it to them. Father, now we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. And we ask, oh God, that you do something special in their lives today that is a testimony to the world. Now, God, we bind that old devil in the name of Jesus, for he shall have no place nor any of his imps or cohorts on this call, because this call is cleansed with the blood of Jesus, is saturated, and we give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, this is on this Worship the Lord Wednesday. Go out praising the Lord, and you have just got to know that from my heart to yours, I truly love me some you. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Willow. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Tiffany. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Willow. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this I Will Worship the Lord Wednesday. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. May God continue to bless you and elevate you as you go through this day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to the Master's Call. And so I want to say thank you also to Minister Kalen for bringing us in to God's presence in worship this morning. May God continue to elevate you and promote you as well, and thank you so much for blessing us with your anointed voice on this morning. So welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. And we thank you for joining us in this telecommunication sanctuary that was founded back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so I say every day I thank God for their yes, because it gives us the ability to dial in and have our lives enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." If you're joining us for the first time, we say welcome to you, and we want to let you know that we do have a website for this call. All of our messages, all of our bios, all of the information regarding this call, you can find it on our website. And so as you search the World Wide Web, we ask that you would just Google or put in this email address, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. If you need a word during the day, you can find a word there. I mean, it goes all the way back to 2010. And so, like I said, you may be listening for the first time today, but you're not missing out on anything, because everything is there for you. Also, there may be something going on in your life. There may be something that you may be experiencing. You want someone to be in agreement with you through prayer. And so we ask that you would send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, will get back with you regarding your prayer request, your testimony, your question, whatever it may be, but please utilize our email address. So how do we all get together here on the Master's Call? I'm so glad that you asked. Well, that would be through a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life, previously called Artist International, but today known as Artist Life. And as we always say, an appointment with artists will change your life, but I say only if you let it. So if you're open to trying some phenomenal nutritional products that are the best products on this side of heaven, then I invite you to get back with the person that invited you to this call, and they will share with you more about what Artist Life is about. Also, there is an opportunity for you to find out more. And how would you find out more? Well, that would be following this call today. We head over to the new morning motivational call, where it is Awareness Wednesday with the phenomenal Flanagans, and you could dial in to this number, 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Well, I hope you have your pens, your journals. I hope your ears are open, your hearts and your minds to receive what the Lord has for you this morning. Well, our speaker is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. She is a woman who walks in victory. She is anointed. She is definitely necessary and needed for this time. She is a woman of excellence. She is saved. She is sanctified, and she is our appointed speaker today, all the way from Prairie View, Texas, where she daily loves and takes care of her mother, Mother Josie, who we love. And she is definitely a woman of wisdom, and so we bless God for her. Dr. Vanessa has traveled the world, and she has great things that are happening right now in 2019. And so at this time, without further ado, it is a privilege, a pleasure, and an honor to bring to the line a prophetess, an evangelist, a preacher, a teacher. I mean, she's all of that and more. None other than Pastor, Doctor, Prophetess, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Are you there, Dr. V?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that very, very, very kind in the introduction. I absolutely love and adore you. Just so blessed by your explosive growth over the years, Minister Tiffany, pressing and persevering early in the morning there on the West Coast there in Inglewood, California. We thank you for hosting the call today. Again, I already thanked my beautiful little songbird, Minister Kaylin, for truly bringing us into the presence of the Lord this morning with that sweet and so anointed voice. And just to be seeing you at this young season of your life, getting ready to go into college this fall, and your group that you're with, we just speak the blessings of God upon your life. Thank you, Minister Willa, for hosting our call, for greeting our call today, seating and greeting all of our family, our TMC family, as they came into this virtual sanctuary, the telecommunications sanctuary, as Minister Benita would say. And to our entire TMC family, good morning, good morning, good morning. Warmest of kingdom greetings on this wonderful worshiping Wednesday. We are humbled. I tell you, when I scroll up and down this board, I just always say to myself, look what you, Lord, have done, bringing in your people from the north, south, east, and west who are hungry for your presence. Pour, God, in more of your power and remind them of their ultimate purpose. And so we're excited that each and every one of you all are with us today. I was sharing with our prayer warriors yesterday how very, very, very much I love the anointed teacher of many years. Most of you have heard him or definitely seen him on TV at least once or twice, and I'm talking about none other than Dr. Charles Stanley with In Touch Ministries. And he preached a word the other Sunday that made me just irk in my steps and stop and run and go get my pen, because as a prophet of God, one of the biggest challenges that I see for the people of God is to know God's voice for themselves. and to be able to hear God's voice. He's doing a series on walking in the favor of God, but he was teaching on how God gets our attention, And he was bringing out some points that just blessed my little socks off. And I said, ooh, I'm going to take that and work with it. And, of course, the first time I'm going to give him credit, but then we're going to take it and run with it. I'm already adding some things to it that God was dropping in my spirit as I was praying about the word for today, because we are in such turbulent times, such caustic times. So many spirits are being released upon us that most of us, even believers, are not well equipped to handle, understand, or survive through. Love God with sincere heart, but are not pressing through. And I tell you, I preached a message a while back called Faith That Cannot Be Tested, Cannot Be Trusted. And God spoke to me to go get that outline up and look over the notes that you got with Dr. Stanley and watch me revelate some new things to you. So put on your spiritual safety belts and here we go, because we're going to talk about how God gets your attention. And this is going to be a series. And the first I'm going to talk about is the enemy will often, and he's going to, doesn't say if he's going to attack us, it's when he attacks us. He hurls fiery darts at us. But a lot of times when we think it's the enemy, it's the spirit of the living God getting our attention. So we're going to talk about how we differentiate, how we tell the difference, how we know the difference. And the best foundational way is with the word. The word, the blueprint, the basis, and basic instructions before leaving earth. How does God get our attention when we're being so busy, so headstrong, sometimes so stubborn, and not being sensitive? Often then, our faith is tested so God can trust us to go further and be promoted to the next thing. And the first thing that Dr. Stanley talked about that just really exploded in my spirit, because I've taught this as a senior prophet through the years. We feel restless. First thing that happens is you feel restless. It's because usually your peace and your faith is being tested. You feel a holy restlessness. You feel like something is about to happen, but you can't put your finger on it. You feel uneasy. And it's not even so much a fear as it is just you feel comfortable. We all had it where we're trying to go to sleep and no position is comfortable, and we're just flipping and flopping and just not resting in the peace of God. And a lot of times those are those Holy Ghost tugs from heaven when God is trying to get our attention. And many times we won't do the simple thing of slowing down. And during those seasons, he's going to teach us, and we're going to learn how to work our faith muscles. What do you mean by that, Pastor B? I think that's what attracted me so much to the company of artists, because the first pillar of artist life is faith. Faith means confident expectation. Faith means trust. They're synonymous. And as a believer, as a corporate body of believers, as this TMC family, as this artist family, I must learn to walk by faith, not by sight. When God's trying to get our attention, your five senses usually can't get you to the total solution. In the Western Hemisphere, if we can't go through the five senses and we can't feel it, touch it, taste it, smell it, or hear it, we don't want to do it. That's not faith. Faith stands at the Alpha in the realm of the Spirit. It looks through the annals of heaven to the Omega and knows that there's a journey in between that we're going to be tested about, that we must walk through. I'm challenging us today to understand that when that restlessness comes, because some of you all this morning, this message is an answer to your prayer. When that restlessness comes, the faith of God must begin to rise up in you. We'll have tests come our way. And, you know, one thing about a test, when you're taking a test, the what? Teacher is silent. Uh-huh. When we take a test, the teacher doesn't talk through the test. A lot of times what? They leave the room and leave you to answer the questions that you should have learned during that time of teaching. See, we have to remember that as we come on these calls every morning, as you open up your Bibles, which I hope you're doing daily, and as you're spending precious time in prayer and intercession, that you're asking God to pour in more of Him, but not just with just the presence of God, but the understanding, so that when your faith is tested, God can trust you. See, many of us remember that old hymn of Zion, we've come this far by faith. Every Sunday when I was in college at Spelman in Atlanta at the Mount Moriah Baptist Church, our choir would march in singing, "We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed us yet. Oh, we can't turn back. We've come this far by faith." Faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. And when we're learning how to hear from God, one of the main tangible things that God will do with us is give us a restlessness to make the time, to take the time, to press in to that place to get the answers that we seek. Too many times, we'll just adjust to the restlessness. No, wrong answer. Too many times, we'll just even talk with a friend about it, but no praying is going on. Too many times, we binding the devil. We rebuking the devil, and God says, "Sweetheart, my son, you can't rebuke me. It's me dealing with you." I remember one time I was talking to God, really frustrated. I'm picturing it so clearly. When I was in seminary, and some major decisions in my life had to be made, I'd come out of my profession as an engineer and was just totally wrestling with it, but I know the voice of God. And so it was a strictly an obedience kind of thing, saying, "How in the Hades did I end up here in Tulsa and not in still thriving in my engineering career?" But I knew I was where I was supposed to be, didn't like it, didn't want to be there, going through what I call now being a Bapticostal, having strong Baptist teaching, but having a Pentecostal experience and trying to marry it with so many questions. Restless. Absolutely restless. I always tell people my testimony, baby, I was running better than anybody could ever run. I was running with my Flo Jo run stride for ministry. But I knew the voice of God, and restless led me to finally say, "What do you want, God? Speak to me." Some of you on this line, God has been tugging at you, and you won't sit still because you don't want to hear what He has to say first. Because then we're held accountable for what we hear. Faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted, and you won't understand how to cooperate with God when He's trying to get your attention. Remember, faith is that expectation. Mark 11, that 22nd verse, I always quote it on Mondays when I'm going through our four pillars with Artist Life. It means have faith in God, the God kind of faith. And as we look to God, believing and trusting in His word and His promises, see, He promises us blessings, not curses. Read Deuteronomy 28. He promises us favor, and favor is not necessarily fair. He promises us good, not evil. He promises us prosperity and not poverty. And as we have faith, as we have confidence in God, as we allow the restlessness to position us for His purpose on our life, then we can have the confidence expectation. Remember, faith sees. Faith has the eyes of an eagle to see way ahead of our situations and our circumstances. And many times when we're in the midst of our restlessness, when we're in the midst of a storm, when we're in the midst of a challenge, we must allow our minds and spirits to ascend up higher where the view of heaven is clear. Again, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. And some of us controlling sisters and brothers, it's a struggle to have faith because we always want to help God, as my grandmother would say, H-E-P. We want to help God. We want to control it. We want to fix it. We want to structure it. Especially left brain people like me, that was hard to say step back and trust. Trust? That sounds crazy to me. But I knew the voice of God. And for many of you, because you can't totally organize it, control it, you've been sitting on it and won't do it. That's not faith. Faith is beyond our realm of control. And sometimes God has to get our attention to get us out the ditch, out the side road that is detouring us from purpose and get us back on the main drag so that we can head back toward destiny. See, when God is preparing you, we must first learn, and this is important, folks, don't curse your training ground. When you're feeling that restlessness, and you have rebuked the devil so much your buke is broke, you might want to sit back and make sure that it isn't really God making you restless because he's trying to speak to you. And you're too busy telling him what you want instead of saying, Lord, speak to my heart. Have your way. I will be, Isaiah 1:19, willing and obedient, so that I can eat the fat of the land. Too many of us are cursing our valley. And I've said it through the years, the best fruit, the rich fruit, the juicy, nourishing fruit and vegetables come from the valley. See, where I live 3 miles up the road is a town called Hempstead, Texas, and it's known literally, recorded as the watermelon capital of the world, had its watermelon festival yesterday, and one of the biggest premier stands, fruit, vegetable stands, Delario's. Every Tuesday, you'll see a big crowd there because the fruit truck comes in from the valley. Don't curse your training ground. Sometimes when you're in the valley, God's trying to build some stronger, deeper roots in you, and the restlessness comes because you haven't stood still long enough for any roots to grow deep inside. Philippians 2. When Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, that second chapter and that fifth verse, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We got to, in that training ground, in that valley, let God deal with our mindset, our attitudes, our lifestyle habits. Philippians 4, that seventh verse in the fourth chapter of Philippians says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. As God is preparing you, as your faith, as your peace is being tested, keep an attitude of gratitude. Your attitude really does determine your altitude. This is just the first on our journey of how God gets our attention. We lose our peace. We feel restless. We feel we're being stretched. But if you stretch out, prostrate before God and let him speak to you, let him minister to you, stop doing all the talking, learn to be quiet in the presence of God. And let the omnipotent, omniscient one minister to us. That way, the restlessness will subside. And the understanding and the clarity of God will come forth. Remember, faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. And as God learns to trust us, it's because he's gotten our attention. Father, I thank you for this word today. Seal it in their hearts, highlight it in their lives, so that we line up with the will of God and go forth with the peace and with solid rock, steadfast faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that message of alignment this morning. God bless you, and I will be calling you back to give us our benediction. But at this time, let us pray over our prayer request. Father, we just bless your name. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your power, and we thank you for your peace, which surpasses all understanding. So, Father, on this day, I ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that you will restore Dr. Vanessa with your virtue. I decree and declare that every single thing that she stands in need of, it is met. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, Father, for blessing her and for keeping her. And I thank you for keeping Mother Josie. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just oversee everything that they need in Jesus' name. For each and every person that dialed into this, the Master's Call, Father, have your way in us, oh God, as we surrender ourselves to you, that you would use us and that you would align us up, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. I ask that you would bless Minister Kai. I speak total and complete healing and restoration over her right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Cynthia to you right now. Father, give her peace in her mind and her body and her spirit, Father. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that if it's anything in her that is distracting her from what you would have her to do, I come against it right now and I bind it at its root, Father. Father, I thank you for baby T, and I speak total and complete healing and restoration over her right now in the name of Jesus. Bless Dr. PK as she's in Belize, Father. I pray that you would breathe through her lungs right now in the name of Jesus. New breath. In Jesus' name, I lift up Mother Eleanor to you. I pray right now that you would just touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, and I speak healing in the name of Jesus. I lift up Mother Oliver to you. I thank you, God, for keeping her and blessing her for 100-plus years, Father, and I pray that you would give her strength, strength that comes from you, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for Artist Life. I lift up Artist Life to you, and I pray that lives will continue to be transformed as they are on the Transform 90 Challenge, Father. And so we bless you and we thank you, Father, because you are doing some great and mighty things. You said, call unto you and you will show us great and mighty things that we didn't even anticipate, that we could even expect, and that we would only know they came because of you. So I speak total and complete healing over every single person that needs healing. I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus, and be reset in Jesus' name. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless and the mighty and the marvelous and magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things and I say, amen, amen, and amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay, and I know you want to go back and hear the replay, and if not, share this message with someone who you know that it will be a blessing to. 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. We will be headed over to Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans. Please dial in. Your help is very important. Without your help, we can't make it. Dial into 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. Remember our website, www.themasterscall.net. We invite you to join us tomorrow at 40 after the hour for our time of praise and worship. And so you go out and have a blessed day. And I want to say thank you for joining us. Thank you again to Minister Kaylin for our time of worship, to Minister Willa for greeting and seating us and opening us up in prayer. And it has been an honor and a privilege for me to serve each one of you in excellence this morning. And at this time, I'm going to ask Dr. V, who just gave us a word for our alignment to come back to the line and give us our benediction at this time.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, pretty girl. So love and appreciate you. Let's pray. Intelligent Holy Spirit, I thank you that I just speak a sensitivity into these your people, that when you are getting our attention, we are sensitive and quick and alert to know that it's you. And not just to know that it's you, to submit to what you're saying and doing in our lives. Our faith, Lord, let those muscles of faith grow strong in us as we go through the tests and the trials and the challenges of life. Let it fortify our faith this Wednesday and days to come, that we won't be moved by what we see or hear. We're anchored in you and your word. So we go out from this call. We go out as your ministers in the marketplace with a message of hope, of peace, of strength, of encouragement. And we do it all to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and be blessed. Be that minister in the marketplace on this worshipful Wednesday. Look forward to hearing a lot of you all on Awareness Wednesday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.